Wake up! I need you to be focused.
Don't let anyone tell you that shit.
I mean, it's like the equivalent of taking a 5-hour energy shot. But it literally becomes like a raging like wildfire where I'm like, boom!
Hearing your passion and enthusiasm, that's like a whole different level.
I am learning that I am on the right path.
It's the lens through which you see the world. It is the filter to which every experience you have ever had since birth has been through.
The key to building a successful team is to having a team with diverse strengths that all offset each other's weaknesses.
If we just follow what we love, we're gonna end up where we want.
Like some of the stuff you said, I'm like, oh my god, yeah, that's a really good way to think about it.
Did you see that movie that just came out about how the laundry was clean every day? Did you see that movie? Fuck no, you didn't see, because there's never been one.
I mean, that's a good label too. I like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not neurodiverse. I'm just fucking awesome.
I have been taking a lot of ass this month.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Finding different ways that we can give our own gifts out into the world, I think, is one of the most important things.
This is like one totally surreal experience.
You want that to touch other people's
lives
in a meaningful
way. Yes, that's all I want.
And that is the ADHD passion side of it that really fucking matters.
Welcome to Lobal's Spark.
Hello there again, and welcome to Season 4 of Lobal's Spark, The Fire Spreads. Today's guest is Sasha Young, and she was not diagnosed with ADHD until she was 48 years old. She has been married for over 24 years and was blessed with two kids who are now in their 20s. She is also one of the few ADHD people I know that has returned to finish college after being removed from it for the past 27 years. She has a wonderful personality and is thriving with ADHD. So the fire now spreads to Sasha Young. ADHD thing, to me is very close to my heart because I feel like a lot of people with it start their lives and they are judged solely based on how they do in school. And most of the time, ADHD people don't do well in school. So it's just,
or they don't know they have it until they're 48.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's what it is so difficult because there's so much negativity out there surrounding it because of the fact that I think it starts so negative, so young, and continues and continues and continues. You get tired of hearing that after a while.
When I was growing up, it was usually boys, and then they were stuck in a special needs class separate from the rest of us.
Right.
They were those hyper little things that couldn't be, you know, spanked out of. They had to, we're talking the 70s and 80s here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that is, and you were diagnosed at 48. I have not heard, I've heard of people getting diagnosed late, but that is different. But are you happy that you got diagnosed?
Very. I self-diagnosed first because I saw a TikTok, and that TikTok was so spot on talking about if you have this and this, then you probably have adult ADHD. So I looked it up. I took the quiz, several quizzes actually, and knocked those out of the park. I'm like, oh crap. And then I went on ADHD Twitter and I'm like, I've got to find out about this. So I went straight to my general practitioner and I'm like, you know, I got this wrong with me and it's ADHD because I brought the facts. I brought the receipts. I was not fooling around.
I love it. So what, can you take me just a little bit through, I guess, your journey to the diagnosis and what in your past kind of led you to, I mean, I know it was a TikTok recently, but what things did you notice when you were younger and school wise and all of that? And some positives also that you now, possess because of it.
Okay. Before I got diagnosed, we had COVID. I got furloughed from my job. So I basically had a mental breakdown and couldn't even do simple tasks anymore. Like I couldn't remember to do the dishes. I would walk outside and start something else while the water was still running in the kitchen. You know,
I've done that. Like, I've done that like every just other day. Not,
right. Yeah. Just not catching myself doing things or, you know, long things that I could get through. Eventually, I was not even here for in the moment.
Right.
And it was getting bad. And that's when I found the TikTok. But now that I look back, I know I had it in school. I was in the gifted and talented program when I was in sixth grade. It was the first year that even came out, you know, because we're old with the dinosaurs here. So when I found out that I had ADHD and got that diagnosis and started therapy and started going back and then reading like what they say now, like if you see this in your child, and I'm like, oh, that was me.
Right.
I did that from the small task. But there's certain other things that I don't resonate with. Some is like being late. I've never been late in my life.
I noticed that. It said, like, when I got to my computer and plugged my headphones in, it was, I got an email saying, yeah, Sasha has joined your meeting. I was like, 10 minutes early, I go, I'm questioning whether she's got ADHD.
Right.
I was like, no. I thought to myself, I go, whoa, well, that's different, which is great.
Well, it's because I don't want to forget so badly that I'm an hour early for things and have to sit at a doctor's office because right. I don't want to be late. It's like an obsession to the point of just misery. Because, and now that I'm on medication, which I take Strattera twice a day, and like that cleared my mind to the point where I could actually think a thought, realize I'm thinking, and carry on with it without a million other thoughts, without
right.
The anxiety that I was having at that time, because I was to the point where I had to wear noise canceling headphones to the grocery store. I thought I was going to punch somebody out. That's no lie.
So in terms of the ADHD, when you were going through school, did you do well in school? Because
Up until high school, I was like, I was beta club, straight A's and B's.
Right.
I hit high school and I got so disorganized. I couldn't rely on what I had previously to like just learn it without even trying.
Right.
It just went downhill. And I'm a full-time college student now that I'm on medication.
Yeah, I was going to say congratulations to that because you are a diamond in the rough here with that, because most ADHD people never go back. And
oh, I swore I wouldn't. Swore on my grave, you know, I've never.
Right.
And then with therapy, and I had a social worker because I qualified for Medicaid, where I lost my insurance. COVID, thank you.
God, COVID is just, I have a relationship with COVID because everyone that has come on here has mentioned it in some capacity as being like either the reason for a diagnosis or the reason for putting them in a really dark place. And
well, yeah, it did the dark place. And then I got the, you know, diagnosis. So it was good.
Right. Right. Yeah. I guess looking at the positives, absolutely. It was good. I love your Twitter page, by the way, that says ADHD positive.
Well, I tell strangers at the store, like, I'll just start rambling on. I'm like, oh, by the way, I just got diagnosed with ADHD as an adult. So I'm going to talk at you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
Right.
You know, and that's partly age, too, because I'm at the point in my life where I don't care. I'm going to talk to strangers, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's, I mean, was there anything that, aside from, the water, leaving the water on and going outside for, you know, however long, or forgetting to do the dishes and stuff like that, was there anything that you can see as life altering that ADHD, you know, was to blame? I guess.
To blame?
Yeah. As in, like, this was the biggest life-altering mistake I've ever made because of ADHD.
I don't know if it was a mistake, but I did marry my husband of 24 years after only knowing him for 10 weeks.
Okay. So, I don't see that as a mistake if you're still married.
Well, he's a saint. He's an absolute saint. If it wasn't for him, I don't know. I'd probably be dead in a roadside ditch somewhere.
Well, and I would say the same thing about my wife. We're not at 24 years yet, but I will say that if not for her, it would be way more difficult than it is. Because she handles the smaller things that I can't do.
Well, he just remembers things. They're great.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we'll keep them.
right, exactly. I think so. I think that's a good point. But because my thing is, I think ADHD can be, there are a lot of things about it that people don't like to talk about in terms of the positive aspects of it. And
I'm all about the positive, honestly.
Right. And that's where like a lot of people say, oh, this was so hard. I didn't do the dishes here. I missed this appointment or I didn't do well. But I have like a bedrock principle that I really do believe that a lot of things that we're really not good at don't ultimately really matter in life.
Ooh, that's good. I like that a lot.
And that's like, for example, you got to look at these things as, in my opinion, as, okay, so you left the water running or the dishes didn't get done. Well, can you name for me one epic inspirational movie about how the dishes got done? And it was just so intense and exciting. No. And you know, all of us die at some point. You think someone's going to get up and give a eulogy and say, oh my goodness, here lies blank. They didn't do the dishes well. It was so devastating. It was just...
They were the best dishes doer ever. You should have seen the way.
Right. You should have seen the way they attacked those dishes. It was amazing. And
it was.
That doesn't happen. I think that ADHD is really, really good, like great actually, at the massive things, and then just completely awful at the small things.
Definitely. I see that.
And that's it. So is there anything that you can pinpoint that you are extremely good at because of ADHD?
Getting people off topic. I have a passion for that. No.
I love it.
Seriously, I'm terrible at getting people, like, that's why I can't do in-person classes, and I adore e-learning through campus online.
That's interesting.
That is just the best. Because if I'm in a class, of course, I haven't done it since being medicated, so I don't know. But I still feel like, yes, I still doodle. I still get sidetracked.
Right.
I don't think even with medication that's ever going to completely go away.
I agree with you.
Something grabs my attention, I'm just going to go follow that dopamine.
Right.
Here we go.
Yep. You got to have it. I mean, you got to get it from somewhere. And the medicine that you're on is Strattera.
Yes.
That is a non-stimulant.
Correct. Because of my age and I do have high blood pressure.
Okay. So that's why they put you on that. Okay. Gotcha. I tried that once and honestly.
I got lucky though.
Yeah.
Got lucky. Because it worked for me right off the bat.
Yeah, well, you know what you did, which was so awesome, is that you got the diagnosis, and then you went to get the medication, and you went into it with an open mind. The problem, the problem right now is that a lot of ADHD people, the process of going to the doctor to get the medicine, and then taking it to the pharmacy, and getting it filled, and all of that, we need the medication just to go to the psychiatrist to get the script. To then go fill it.
Oh, definitely. I get that. But I was so at my wit's end and just, I had taken medication for depression for years.
Right.
Been diagnosed as bipolar 15 years ago, which was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just,
you know,
so
my anxiety was getting worse. So I feel like it was a make or break moment and I was going to do this. And that's another ADHD. Like if you decide on something, I feel like a lot of times I I dare you to try to get me to not go do that. Absolutely. I'm going to go do that.
I could not have said that better myself. That is brilliant. That is a brilliant statement, because that's exactly right. When we are put in a really stressful situation and it's make or break, we make.
Definitely. Because, well, the last job I had, I was underqualified with education. But I did so well at the interview, and it was with special needs individuals at a workshop. I had been the van driver, which I was qualified for, but I was like, I got to do something more, because this is my passion. This is what I want to do.
Right.
I really want to work with these people, and I wound up being supervisor.
Right.
So that was way over my head. So that was stressful, yet I loved it.
Exactly. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Yeah, like, just make me the CEO or the guy that cleans the break room. No in between.
Right.
No in between.
Right. It's all or nothing with us. Like, all or nothing. This and that and the other.
It's a total behavior that you can control, and you're just not trying hard enough.
Exactly.
No, and I just learned about masking, and I realized I haven't been a lot because I'm me, and I didn't know I had ADHD to even mask.
Right.
So that was, I've always been too loud. I've always been too talkative. I can't hear myself. I don't know. I might be screaming at you.
What?
No.
And see, and that's the thing. When two ADHD people get together and talk, like, I don't feel that way at all. You're not yelling. It's, you know, we're going to go back and forth. We're going to interrupt each other. That's the way it's going to fucking go. Like,
I can't stop.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think there needs to be more conversations like this with ADHD people together, because it's when we're the most comfortable.
Oh, yeah. I have a sister-in-law that's a very active ADHD. She's 56 and she's never been on medication, and she's one of these that can't sit still.
Right.
So we feed off each other's energy, and we just get louder and just,
I love
you
it.
Know, like, people have, like, people run from us, like, oh, here they come.
Yeah. Yeah. If you had anything to say to your younger self, what would that be in regards to the ADHD situation? And not just, hey, by the way, you have ADHD, get diagnosed sooner.
Because I would definitely, no, actually, I wouldn't have wanted to be diagnosed any sooner at
really
because well, maybe 10 years earlier, but not when I was in school. Instead of going and doing these hard classes or people thinking I was smart, they would have automatically assumed, oh, well, she's kind of stupid. And
yeah,
there was nothing that would irritate me worse than someone calling me stupid. Like, just a remark, not meaning that I was stupid. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I throat punched you.
Right. That's awesome.
Oh, temper. Temper was something. Yeah, I would like to go back and tell myself that it was ADHD, so I wouldn't have had that temper, because my nickname was Red.
Oh,
and I wasn't a redhead. Not a redhead. Just Red. Because my temper would go 0 to 160 in a heartbeat, and I'm so glad I have control of that. Like, just my age, I got more control of that. I didn't like being that person.
Right.
I didn't like screaming at someone just because they did something that irritated me personally.
Right.
That's not nice, but I was terrible. I would like to apologize to all the people that knew me in my 20s and how, like, I would just go off.
Yes, that can get us into some trouble and all of that. But by the same token, everyone that gets frustrated like that, that's what they're feeling inside. We just can't separate from what we feel inside to the display of it. And that's the, like, everybody else feels the exact same way that you do when they're that mad, but they're able to control it. We aren't.
Oh, no.
And that's, so if you ask an ADHD person a direct question, we're going to answer it 100% truthfully, because we don't have a choice.
Yeah, I can't lie unless I prepare a lie.
Right. And that's got to be like really prepared. I mean, because we're such bad liars. I mean, we are the worst liars on the planet. So what in your life do you think has been like the biggest advantage from having ADHD?
For me, I have a few best friends. Like, I would tell them anything. They would tell me anything.
Right.
But somehow I have a lot of acquaintances who have told me so much, I don't even want to know all this stuff.
Okay.
Because I come, you know.
So they confide in you.
Right. I've come off sincere because I am. I'm being sincere.
Right.
I'm being truthful. But like, as for going out and doing things, I have a select few that I actually, you know, I don't know, because that's part of me holding back.
Right.
Then I get to the point prior to being on medication where I'd be like, oh, they really don't like me. They're just being nice. Or maybe they didn't call me or text me and I shouldn't bother them.
Right. And that's a confidence thing that happens to us, is like, if we don't get a response from a text message within 1 minute, we think that person hates us.
Well, and my sister's the worst at texting back. Turns out she has ADHD, which I helped her get diagnosed with.
Yeah, that was the next thing.
It's a family thing.
Yeah.
It's a family thing.
Right.
And she's the worst about texting back, and I'm the worst about sitting there waiting and looking and watching for that text to come back. So now that we're both on medication, we text and watch at the appropriate times.
Right. You know, if I call or something, even if someone's at work and I know they're at work and I call them and they don't answer, it's like, oops, is that a personal thing, you know, against me or whatever? And I think that's because when we have ADHD, we take the call during work.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
you can't not.
Right, exactly. There is no chance, because if you don't take that call and you don't respond to that text immediately, it is going to be in the back of your mind and you can't do anything else until you've addressed that situation.
Oh, yeah. Or if you see, okay, went and took a shower, saw I missed a text message. How long have they been waiting?
Right.
Have they wondered where I was? No, they probably knew you were busy, unlike you who thinks that, you know.
Yeah, and all I hear is somebody that I know for a fact, if someone's got an issue and they go to you, you will do anything you can to help that person.
Definitely.
And that right there is what ADHD does, is it makes us the most sought after person in a crisis ever.
Oh, and I've got a good story about crisis.
Please tell.
Okay. I am bad about, or I did have, I'd make up situations, the intrusive thoughts is what they're called, but I had them for years. If I was driving and somebody like crossed over the line a little bit, I would play out the whole scenario in my head. Like, oh, they hit me, and then like the whole scenario, flying out of the car, everything. Right. And I can see those things, and I come to find out that's not normal. That people don't have imaginations that can picture things constantly.
That is incredible.
Or full color dreams. Okay, but
that's incredible.
What happened was there was a car wreck right in front of me. A car was following a log truck. It was a blind spot. An SUV was coming in the other lane. He turned into the drive right in front of her. They both flipped, went in the ditch. I had no problem because I had played out these scenarios in my head for 30 some years. I told my daughter, call 911, told her exactly where we were. Then I helped the one man. They pulled him out and he had blood on his head. And I told my daughter, go to the car, get the paper towels out. They're exactly here. They were exactly there. And then, you know, we helped him, you know, with his bleeding and keeping not from going into shock.
Right.
Those are the scenarios that ADHD people, you know, we are ready.
Yep. And what's funny about that, I can't believe you just told that story, because you just told the exact same story of something that happened to me 2 years ago.
Whoa.
Exactly. Now, granted, it wasn't get out of the car and put, you know, help the person from bleeding and all that. What it was I was in the left lane at a stoplight, and the person next to me, you know, he was stopped at the stoplight too. And I could see in the distance that there was a car way down the street, coming the opposite direction, that I felt was going to try to turn on a yellow, that he wasn't going to make this. And that based on what I had seen from the driver to my right, the guy on the right was going to go as soon as the light turned green. I saw the car flip in my mind, and the second our light turned green, I didn't go. The guy to the right did. The car ran the red light and flipped the car. And it was because, you know, everyone said, you're an erratic driver, you're crazy, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not erratic at all. I'm focused on everything that is going on. I can talk.
Hypervigilant. Yeah. We are hypervigilant. We see these things before anybody else does. And you don't understand why they didn't see it.
Exactly. And, you know, in my mind, that's normal.
Exactly. Exactly. We're normal.
Right. You're not. Right. Exactly. Would you rather have that power or not have that power?
Definitely. Definitely. Take it. I got a question for you.
Yeah, since absolutely.
You have ADD. Do you dream in color? Can you control your dreams? And are they just like a movie?
Yes to the first two. I dream in color. I can control them to where, like, if I dream one night something and I wake up and I really want to continue having that dream, I can pick it back up exactly where it left off the next night.
Yeah.
And going to bed saying, I want to continue this dream because I want to, I want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. What's the ending?
Yeah, what's the exactly? But yes, absolutely. And it does play out a little bit like a movie. I do truly believe that the positives outweigh the negatives. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I feel like we're the type of people where we're watching things and we're being assess our surroundings. We're not the ones getting mugged. We're not the ones, you know, I'm not scared to go out. I never have been.
Right.
I know people that are afraid of their own shadow and they don't have ADHD. And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I'm aware of my surroundings and I'm not afraid.
Constantly, constantly aware of your surroundings to where if you walk into a room with 50 people, you know who the people are that, you know, are good people. Who are the not so good people? Who are the fake people? And you know it instantly.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, if they're bikers, you go to them because those are the nicest people. They really are. They might look shady or scary.
Right.
Got tattoos and stuff. But those are the nicest people, I swear.
Right. And if you get into a confrontation, they're going to be the first ones to step in and say it's not right and have your back. That's exactly correct. That is absolutely exactly.
And then they got the motorcycle with the getaway, you know.
Yeah.
It's all fixed.
I mean, how often are you called or texted or whatnot and asked for your advice when someone is going through like a really hard thing?
I feel like that would be a lot, definitely.
Yeah. And I think it's because neurotypicals know that you've got something special. They won't admit it, but they know that you've got something special. And if they're going through something, only you have the ability to help them with that.
Well, you'll be truthful. You'll be straightforward.
Exactly.
Whether they like it or not, whether they follow it or not, because I found that, you know, I have given them good advice and they don't listen.
Right. Oh, God. Yeah. That's, you got to keep giving it and keep giving it.
Like, just leave him already. Yeah. He's a loser.
Exactly. I mean, the small mundane things, they will never be priorities in our life. And it's because your brain can only hold so much. And if we're too busy worried about what actually matters, the things that don't matter at all go to shit, and that's okay. It is okay that those things go to shit. But if you had a piece of advice for anyone that might be listening, that might be struggling with ADHD, what would you say to them?
Knowing that you have ADHD is not surviving with ADHD or the world. You can thrive.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can keep going. This isn't the end of your journey. This is just the beginning, especially someone my age. People are scared to get diagnosed. Don't be. this is one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
Like, I want people to understand that ADHD can be so fucking powerful.